opposed to George Harrison, Stuart Saunders, George Dean, Joseph Block. Secretary of Labor is chairman, and the Secretary of Commerce is vice chairman. To undertake immediately in full consultation with the parties, a comprehensive review and report limited to the facts and issues in this case and the respective positions of the parties. This report will be transmitted to Congress on July 22nd, 1963, with appropriate legislative recommendations from me, which will be designed to dispose of the issues in this particular case. After consultation with the congressional leaders, I am asking the parties to withhold any rules, change, or strike notice until July 29th. Permit appropriate consideration of this matter with the understanding that no further such request for continuance to be made by this administration.
Respective
positions of the party. They are not to make a recommendation of any kind. Am I correct on that?
I would just say that the language is when they take meetings in full consultation with the party, they comprehensive review and report, limited to the facts, issues in this case, and the respective positions of the party. That's the language.
Well, then I think that my question would be answered in the affirmative, that they will, or rather, that they will not undertake to make recommendations one way or the other.
Well, Mr. Wolf, I think that the language is as clear as we can make it. Perhaps we ought to stick with the language here. You undertake immediately, in full consultation with the party, a comprehensive review and report, limited to the facts and issues in this case and the respective positions of the party.
Well, then I imagine you gentlemen understand that as I that they're to make a report on the facts and issues and the respective positions of the party, exactly as the language would indicate.
Is that all? I think that everybody understands the language.
We've had a lot of difficulty understanding each other before.
The language, now we're talking about a report on the facts. I'm assuming that this is not a report or a recommendation that is finally binding to attend the disposition of this case. That's correct.
That's correct.
That's correct.
Well, we have accepted on the premise that this language means what it should mean to reasonable people, that they will regard the facts and circumstances and the issues, and that they will accept and report on the respective positions of the parties without any recommendation or taking one side or the other. That's the way we accept it.
I say with the language in here, and I have no problem at all with the statement you've made.
Thank you. That takes care of it.
I don't see any problems.
No?
I mean, in the language, that's right. Now, we appreciate, let me say, once again, this is not easy for any of the parties here. And we appreciate your giving this request consideration. And,
Mr. President, may I make one other statement to the parties on the other side? We will immediately send Western Union telegrams to all of the railroads that are participating in this dispute, telling them that our promulgation of revised rules will not be made effective unless they're advised in the future in conformity with what we have just agreed to. Now, it may be that some of those bulletins will not be down by 12 or 1 a.m., but I assume, on the basis of the assurance I'm giving you now, that you will see that your people get advice, that there will be no strike, and our rules will not be made effective.
Let me just say that it seemed to me that if you will need to be sent a wire, that I would think that given that assurance, that these gentlemen would take whatever steps they would be able to take. The assumption that your request will be
accepted
by all of the members of your organization, and they will make sure there's no mechanical delays.
Well, President, may I ask Mr. Wolf if he'll send that wire to our people at the Dodge House, where we'll have a messenger ready to go to work.
We'll be around members of all the parties by our morning at 10 o'clock.
I can relieve him. He's taking my place in St. Louis, and I'll get out there this evening
at 9 o'clock.
Okay. 10 o'clock.
In your office.